Hey, welcome back to The Daily Dose. Today we're going to be talking about a topic that we hear quite a bit about, and that's church hurt. It's kind of a buzzword as you hear people talk about why they're maybe not involved in church. So Dave, what kind of goes through your mind when you hear church hurt?
I'm like, that's a big word. It means a lot of different things to different people and situations. And my first response is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you've experienced that.
Yeah.
That is hard. Really, really hard. The verse that comes to my mind is Psalms 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And you're like, I'm not feeling God right now in that. And I just want you to know, I get it. Mm-hmm. And we get it. Because we're in a broken world. The bummer about the church is not heaven.
Yeah.
We're not there yet. And there is going to be difficulty. And I'm always like, you know, I'll hear people go, oh, we need to be like the New Testament church and Acts, and everybody's breaking bread and sharing stuff. And it's like, did you read the next chapter and the rest of the New Testament? I mean, you talk about holy crap.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah,
it's a mess. And in reality, Scripture is talking to us about how to deal with church hurt,
mm-hmm.
how to deal with hurt. And one thing that my mom and dad would say is, but Dave, God's at work. God's at work. And Philippians 1:6 talks about, he's talking about the church, to the church there, and we can take this into as an individual that God is completing a good work in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just what's helped me, Trent, whenever church hurt, people hurt, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But it's like God's at work.
Yeah.
God's at work. And then suddenly I go, wait, Jesus, Hebrews 4:12, I believe it's 4:10, talks about how he can sympathize with us. And that's why I said right in the beginning, I'm sorry. Because
mm-hmm.
Jesus says, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm here with you in this.
When you said I'm sorry, there's also a different side of the sorry that I was thinking about.
Okay.
And there's what I bring to the table. And the reality is I too have experienced church hurt. And then in the humility side is I have also probably been a perpetrator of church hurt.
Yeah.
I haven't lived up to people's expectations.
For sure.
As just a person attending the church or as a pastor. And there's oftentimes, we were talking about the verses before this of like, you know, Romans 3:23, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, which we know, and we can talk oftentimes about others, but there's the reality that's also me. That I have sinned and fallen short, and I haven't loved others. And it doesn't take away the hurt from other people. That's not what I'm trying to dismiss in the least bit.
No.
But just that, man, church is filled with imperfect people at different seasons of life, going through different hurts. And I've unfortunately placed extra burden on some individuals when they were going through an awful season. I'm like, man, they didn't live up to my expectations. And I didn't really know what was going on in their backstory.
No. Yeah.
And do they wish probably they had verbalized what they told me differently? Maybe so. But there's that side of giving grace.
Amen.
Because I've received grace.
Yeah.
So in terms of how does community help us get through church hurt?
Well, again, that's a great question in that we can sit and try to figure it out. But when you get in community, when it's happening in the way that you're being listened to and cared for, if you have church hurt and you're angry, anger is not a sin. It says, be angry and do not sin, because it's not right. But if you live in that, then it turns into bitterness. And you're unable to forgive. The most powerful thing that we're given is forgiveness. That's why we have a relationship with Jesus. So in community, I can share my hurts. That's why we talk about in a life group, hey, don't be an advice giver unless asked. Oh, you're doing this. Here's what you need to do. You need to work through this. Like, no, listen. care for them, empathize, see what's going on with that, to be able to understand, like you said, there's backstories there. Mm-hmm. We all have a backstory every day and our whole lives.
Yeah.
And to be able to come alongside and then encourage and support. That's why, again, a few days ago, I said, there's plenty of days I don't want to go to life group. And all of a sudden, the story of God, the story of relationship, the story that people care for me and care for others, is suddenly I have a whole nother perspective, because, again, representing who Jesus is in that community. Again, yeah. Isolation makes small problems bigger, mm-hmm. because you don't have anybody to process and get another perspective on. Over and over again, I'll ask somebody, I get three different ideas of like, oh, here's another way just to deal with a problem, let alone work through issues. It's such a blessing. And that's why the enemy does not want us in community.
Yeah.
He is working so hard to keep that from happening, to be just rows, not circles, because he knows all of a sudden there will be power happening, and the people at your work, the people in your life, everybody desires to have friends they can laugh with, cry with, confess with, care with, and be encouraged with. Everybody. Yeah.
I think there's that side of making sure that we keep it as a spiritual discipline
in
our lives. There's that reality that we can go into church, like, I'm going to give church a try again. And we go in, and it disappointed us once again. Well, just like when I work out, and then I hop on the scale and it goes up versus down, it doesn't mean that what I did wasn't healthy or wasn't right, but I probably need to stick at it. I can remember particular instances where I came into a group or my friends with like this burden, right? Like, this weight. And I wanted them to be able to shower me with compassion, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Empathy, all that sort of stuff. And I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a matter of the reality that, oh, this person just received a diagnosis for one of their family members.
Totally.
And they just didn't want to share it that day because they weren't ready to process it, but they were quiet. They weren't thinking about my needs because they had something else going on.
So good.
But by staying committed into that community, then I realized, it was just a 1 week thing.
Yep.
It wasn't how they are every day.
Yeah.
And so I think keeping in the spiritual discipline of it is so huge that we can see the results. We can see what God had really intended.
It's so good, Trent. It is. It's like, am I living a connected life? Mm-hmm. It's not, am I just living for Jesus? Am I living a connected life to other people? And it takes incredible work to be able to do it.
Community does take work, but it is worth it. Let's dive into it, everyone.